Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, meet Janice Quinnots, the head of the LA Department of Water and Power, earning a cool $750,000 a year while not providing enough water for the fire department. Many women like this are all about their opinion that we should end the patriarchy. Meanwhile, the patriarchy is what kept the water towers full, and the gynocracy didn't care. The men are so weak in California that here's one man fighting fires with almond milk. Well, that's still better than soy milk. Moving on, so this is where we are now. With men having to do the hover hand or make a fist to show that they aren't actually touching a woman when they're doing fake hugging photos. Some guys will go to even greater lengths to prove that they're not perverts, but also to prevent getting a false allegation. Because he can never be too careful around women these days. Even Keanu Reeves is not immune from having to do the hover hand these days. Number 3, this woman says that she charges her boyfriend rent when he stays at her house, and that people call her stingy because of it. It's quite the guy that would date her. She looks like a dude. Either that or the Geico caveman's male lover. I wouldn't call her stingy though. I would call her Steve. Better yet, why not call him a John, which is far more appropriate. And you just know John the Simp is tipping his landlord, if you know what I mean. Up next, here's the look on women's faces when you tell them that having a dog doesn't make them a mom. These days, with women doing raunchy things with their pets, this is probably also the look that they get on their face when you tell them that they're not Brutus's or their Boston Terrier's wife. On the bright side, at least they have a dog instead of a cat. Because after all, dogs are better than cats. But being dog moms to fur babies is just plain ridiculous. Number 5, in the California wildfires, people weren't allowed to fight off the looters trying to enter their homes. If by some miracle their house didn't burn down, because that's the police's job. And because of that, hundreds of houses were looted. But in Florida, after Hurricane Ian, victims were encouraged to shoot looters until they looked like grated cheese. Besides, only the Bloods and Crips, an occasional popo officer in LA is allowed to have a gun. Moving on, is it true that social media has inflated women's egos so much that many guys feel that they're no longer worth the effort? Yes, of course. This also coincides with a 67% increase in narcissism over the last few years with mostly women. Are you telling me that the fattest, most promiscuous women ever who make bad wives and mothers with complete legal and societal impunity aren't getting the marriage proposals they think they deserve? Shocking. Number 7, a Pakistani man who raped a young woman with Down syndrome in Ireland is deported. This is how you deal with these sorts of guys. But this is too little too late. With what has happened in Ireland over the last few decades. Also, why is he hiding his face? Isn't he proud of his accomplishment? Maybe we should listen to Vlad, though, because it looks like he had a better solution besides just deporting these dopes. Is capital punishment the answer? Up next, with the recent cold weather and polar vortex over North America, the extreme cold in Chicago has delayed hundreds of weekend shootings. Be careful out there in Chi-Town, folks. That's MAGA country. I guess that frozen fingers have a hard time rocking the Glock. But we all have to give praise to global warming, though, because it looks like it's keeping people safe. It was even snowing in Florida and Texas. Thank you, climate change. Number 9, this woman says that the nerds in high school that got rejected by women for drug dealers and bad boys need to get over it and date them now. Now that she's had a couple of Tyrone's babies and is old, she wants a man with money to support her into her old age. She even says women were the victims of the drug dealers that preyed on them. The sad part is there are tons of simps out there that'll fall for this. Do not save these women. Moving on, do you see a future alone with cats for this woman? She rejects all 5,000 boyfriend applications after making men fill out a 15-question form. I still can't believe a literal army of simps fulfilled her request. At this point, I think the only thing able to satisfy her is her vibrator and a good cry. The type of man she wants would never fill out an application to be with her. She just did this to boost her ego. Number 11, German police have ordered the social media platform Gab to reveal the identity of a user who called this German politician fat. I guess that saying the obvious is considered a crime now. Maybe they want to arrest him for spreading misinformation because fat is a gross understatement. Morbidly obese is more correct. The press is also reporting that the suspect has been crushed by the weight of the accusation. She is fat, though. What's the insult? Up next, you're offered £1 million, but you can never drink alcohol again. Would you do it? Easy. With £1 million, I can brew my own. Just kidding. I don't want to get chased by Roscoe P. Coltrane. But seriously, The last time I had a glass of wine, it made me sick with reflux that lasted about a week to 10 days. And I won't be drinking after that ever again. The better challenge would be to never eat sugar, fruit, or refined carbohydrates ever again. Number 13, here's another crazy story. This one says we need to encourage women to sell their poop to be more inclusive of trans women. Because some women have a hole where their schwing schwang used to be, and that hole shares the same microbiome with the colon, creating a distinct transitioning odor. No man wants to go near a hole that smells like poop. Articles like this aren't for us. They're for history students 50 years from now to see how broken our system is or was. Moving on, Lana Rhodes reveals that she went on a date with a Nets player and got friend-zoned. More like sex-zoned. He probably slept with her and then kicked her to the curb. She wasn't friend-zoned again, she was sex-zoned. I guess it's true what they say. 1,000 meat sticks and a schwing-schwang will give dudes hesitation to commit. NBA players have better options these days. They can score 19-year-old virgins if they really wanted to. Why would they want her? Number 15, careful out there, kings, because the world of makeup is wild. Why is it that people like this hate their skin color so much that they have to paint a different one on? It's crazy how much other races do their best to look white. Meanwhile, when white people try and look like another race, it's just for costume parties, and it's often called racist. This one looks like she pulled off a Michael Jackson better than Michael Jackson. Also, now she can be arrested for hate crimes. Up next, here we have Neo's only weakness. Looks like he was blue-pilled after all. But to be fair, I think that Ana de Armas is everyone's weakness. And isn't it funny that Ana is the ballerina in the John Wick franchise? He should have just kicked them out of his house and they wouldn't have wrecked his life. This has to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen, with one of the best-looking Hollywood actresses I've seen. Number 17, this woman says her guy has no idea she has someone else's baby batter dripping down her legs. But it's alright because this dude is a liberal, because he's wearing a rainbow shirt. Either that or he's just some random guy in the background. Women tend to be the same. The only thing different about them is their culture and how they're brought up. The joke's on her though. He watched it happen secretly while sitting in this chair. Moving on is Peachy Bubble, and she's pregnant with her second kid. Age 21, an adult content creator, and she's looking for someone to move in right away that makes 80-plus K a year. She's looking for a backup plan while she tries to launch her OF career. If it was such a lucrative thing, she would be making enough money to support her and her growing brood. Looks like the red flags are covered with this one. But you just know that there's still many fools out there that would. Number 19, the female LA fire chief was dismissed by Mayor and Karen Bass after lashing out over department cuts as parts of the city burned down. Most women refuse to take accountability, and when there are two women, one of them is willing to throw the younger under the bus to avoid having to take that responsibility. This is what happens when you have DEI in action. It's good to see that Val Kilmer is still working, though. After Top Gun, he became the fire chief. He can be your Huckleberry. Up next here we have Michaela Peterson, Jordan Peterson's daughter, and I'd say she needs to clean her room. But after going to visit Andrew Tate a while back, it's more like she needs to clean her womb. This is what you look like when you go on a carnivore diet. I wish I could also eat tasty steaks all day. Turd Flinging Monkey just went on that diet and he got a great deal from steaks for $4 each. I think that with prices that low, the meat must be sketchy. Number 21, this woman wants to marry her ex-husband again after finalizing the divorce 8 days ago. That's because he looks like he's way too happy after the divorce and she just can't tolerate it anymore. He just lost 180 pounds, and of course he's happy. Women always seem to circle back when you're doing better than them. And besides, women aren't happy unless they can have a man in their life that they can make miserable. That's why it's better to have sepsis than a modern wife in your life. Moving on, why do men simp this hard? This woman's top spender bought her an $83,000 luxury car. Her generation is the last to profit off of OF. Within 5 years, you won't be able to tell if an account is AI or if it's a real person. I hope she reported that money to the IRS. If not, it looks like we need to have another thought on it. Soon the days of vagina pulling women out of poverty will be over with AI and men going their own way. Number 23, if you were in California during the fires and this firefighter showed up, what's your next move? First I'd ask her if she was related to Sarah Palin. Then I'd look around for the camera to see if I was being punked. If not, I'd stand in the line of fire for her next OF page photo shoots. I would also demand that a disabled, obese DEI co-worker come and rescue the neighbor I hate next door. Poor bastard won't even have a chance to survive with her. Up next is some clueless communist in Seattle, saying that the Seattle waffle shop owner being forced to shut down her business over the new $20 minimum wage is just another small business tyrant. The truth is, communists and big corporations both hate small mom-and-pop operations. They don't fit nicely into the whole oppressor-oppressed narrative, and corporations see them as competition and want to take them out. Big companies push for higher minimum wages more than anybody else. Number 25 and the last one, this woman says that all of her exes are narcissists. The prospective boyfriend says she's just unlucky. In reality, narcissists can never take the blame when things go wrong. What does that mean when most women I've met can't take accountability for their actions these days? But I'm sure she's telling the truth, and somehow she only attracts toxic, abusive bad boys. It's always them and not her. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.